Thank you, Madam President. As this is the first time we are taking the floor, we'd like to thank the Mexican Presidency and Coordinators on Clearance and Risk Reduction, Norway and Italy, and Coordinators on International Cooperation Assistance, Lebanon and Switzerland, together with the ISU for their collective and dedicated efforts to support Article 4 implementation. We thank the Article 4 Analysis Group for the strong collaboration with expert organisations on the analysis of the Article 4 extension requests. With respect to Germany, we thank Germany for its comprehensive extension request. While the amount of cluster munition remnant contaminated area remaining is only around 4 square kilometres, the contaminated area also has extremely dense contamination from other types of explosive ordnance, therefore greatly slowing down the pace of clearance, as we have heard. We welcome Germany's strong national ownership in its Article 4 implementation and the fact that Germany is fully funding its cluster munition clearance and has committed to do so through to the end of work, albeit at an incredibly high cost. If Germany can sustain its current clearance capacity and avoid running out of the areas to be cleared due to the limited controlled burning, it should be able to meet its second extended Article 4 deadline. However, we recognise that the latter is outside of Germany's control, and if sufficient control burning is not possible because of the environmental regulations, it could result in significant reduction in the clearance rate or potentially stop clearance operations altogether, severely impacting Germany's progress in Article 4 implementation. With respect to the environment more broadly, we welcome that Germany's extension request includes consideration of environmental implications, as is the requirement under Article 4, Paragraph 6H of the Convention. We also welcome that, in response to the feedback from the Article 4 Analysis Group, Germany included a short paragraph on gender and diversity, which includes reference to equal access to employment and the proportion of female personnel. Lastly, we welcome that in this year's Article 7 transparency report, Germany included for the first time the area of land cleared annually in 2023, rather than solely the cumulative output. We also encourage Germany to do the same for the number of submunitions destroyed, which to date has only been reported as a cumulative figure, requiring the reader to calculate the annual figure by deduction through referring to previous year's reports. I thank you.